Welcome back to the Punk News Podcast. Lots to talk about this week. Kind of a slow week. Not a whole lot to talk about this week.
Grindcore episode!
This is Features Editor John Gentile. Welcome back to the Punk News Grindcore episode. We're going to talk about Grindcore, and we're going to talk about punk news in a Grindcore style, which means we're going to talk loud, fast, and we're going to randomly change direction and talk about random things that make no sense, and then go quick. So let's look into the Punk News mailbag. This letter is from Rich. Rich says, I like Grindcore. Grindcore is cool. Thanks for writing in, Rich. This next letter is from Max. Max says, Grindcore. If you don't like Grindcore, you're a sellout. Thanks for writing in, Rich. This is from Lucy. Lucy says she likes Grindcore and she thinks it's cool. Thanks for writing in, Lucy. Let's go to our first song. This is Napalm Death doing You Suffer. And that was Napalm Death doing You Suffer. Let's get ready to the episode. Tom Trom and Napalm Death, are they the very best grindcore band?
They are the only grindcore band that really matters.
Ricky, do you agree or do you disagree?
Oh, I agree.
Adam White, do you agree or do you disagree?
I agree.
Tom, Siege and Repulsion, are they proto-grindcore or are they grindcore bands?
Proto-grindcore.
Adam White, do you agree or do you disagree?
Proto-grindcore is really hard because you got to think about it. If they're proto-grindcore, then they're really, like, at what point do you draw the line? You have to draw the line, John, between grindcore and proto-grindcore and not grindcore. I mean, it's hard. I'm going to say proto-grindcore.
Ricky, do you agree or do you disagree?
Disagree.
This is by AXCX. This is called Howard Wolfing His Ball. And that was AXCX doing Howard Wolfing Is Bald. Tom Trauma, Anal Cunt, we shortened in the name, but they're a very offensive, very loud, very quick, very weird band. Are they offensive? Could they exist today? Are they too offensive? Would they be too offensive for today's standards?
They'd never be too offensive for me.
Tricky Ricky, do you agree? Are they offensive, too offensive, or not offensive enough?
More offensive.
Adam White, offensive, too offensive, not offensive enough.
They're too offensive for today, John. Think about the microaggressions. Think about how they'd work on Tumblr. Could you have that band around now with Tumblr? Everyone would freak out and never go crazy. You just can't have it. Microaggressions, college campuses, it's just not going to work, John. It's not going to work. Too many microaggressions.
I disagree, Adam. There's plenty of room for anal cunt in Donald Trump's America.
Speaking of microaggressions, blast beats. Adam White, are they cool or are they also a microaggression because they're so loud and violent?
Cool.
Tricky Ricky, agree or disagree? Blast beats.
Safe space.
Tom Trauma, blast beats, cool or lame?
I'm really waiting for the band that can take it to the next level speed-wise as far as blast beats go.
Tom Trauma, speaking of next level speed-wise, is there anything else left for Grindcore to do, or is Grindcore beat its limit?
I think I'd like to hear a power ballad of some sort.
Adam White, power ballad, is that Grindcore or is that sellout?
Ballads aren't Grindcore.
Tricky Ricky, agree or disagree?
Disagree. Sellout.
This is a track by Looking for an Answer. It's called Escape. And that was Looking for an Answer doing their song Escape. We're wrapping up the Grindcore podcast. Last question, Adam White, true Grindcore, doesn't matter. Is there any true Grindcore or what is left to be done for a true Grindcore?